Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Good morning.
Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD. What's up here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. Your home for the Nats, the Caps, the Wiz, the Richmond Flying Squirrels' final year at the Diamond, VCU Basketball, Virginia Tech, and UVA, and really, we pride ourselves on bringing you the most NFL coverage around with the Junkies, Michael Phillips, MP on the mic. I'm 12 to 3 AWOD Radio before Grant and Danny drive you home. Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. You can hear every game here on The Fan. And they're coming off the best season in 30 years. 12 wins. And you found your franchise quarterback. A trip to the conference championship game. But that, my friends, was just the beginning. The future is now in Washington, and I love the moves that Adam Peters has made this offseason to make sure that Jaden Daniels can build off of the success he had as the NFL's Rookie of the Year. And this week on the show, we made a major announcement about our annual football kickoff event, AWOD's Football Festival. Football Fest 3 will return to River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. You know what? Why don't I let the promo tell you more about the event? Roll the tape, Stubby.
Calling all football fans, we're back! Football Fest 3, primetime, 6 to 10 p.m., August 16th. Back at River City Roll in Scott's Edition.
Here comes the Hail Mary with the game on the line.
Representatives from all the local schools.
JMU looking to recover, and they score!
Touchdown, Cavaliers! Presented by Taylor Long Properties.
It's a miracle!
It's a miracle. I can't believe we're doing this event for the third year in a row. I got to thank all of the support that we've gotten at Odyssey Richmond. It's been a ton of fun, and I can't wait for it. We're about a month away, August 16th, 6 to 10 p.m., under the lights here at River City Rollin' Scott's Edition. We've got a lot to get to on the show today here on a Football Friday, July 11th. Will Terry McLaurin be in the building in Ashburn when the Commanders begin training camp, and who will have the most pressure on them? Then I'd like to do an interactive segment. Get your takes if you want to chime in. 833-804-0910. Phone lines are always open. 833-804-0910. Tweet us at 910TheFan or at AWOD Radio. Who are the top 10 commanders in 2024? And who will be on that list at the conclusion of the 2025 NFL season? That will be at 1 p.m. on the Richmond Commander. We'll bring on Frank Maloney from Who's Talking. Talk about a possible NCAA tournament expansion, as well as a preview of our trip to Charlotte, North Carolina for the 2025 ACC kickoff. I've just locked down a couple players from Wake Forest, Louisville, the starting quarterback for SMU, and their head coach, Rhett Lashley. It's going to be a ton of fun heading down to ACC kickoff presented by Cowan Gates. That's AWOD on the road presented by Cowan Gates at ACC kickoff later in July. But you know how we like to start the show every day, by catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Come on, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K, this one.
The sports app.
So the Nats got their first win of the new era. Mike DiBartolo in as the interim general manager after firing Mike Rizzo. And they also have an interim manager as well after firing Davey Martinez. But yesterday was not a good day at the plate for the Nats or with the pitching. Final call here as the Nats lose 8-1. Let's take a listen on The Fan.
Here's the set, the 1-0 to DeJong. Swing a high drive right center field. This should do it. Victor Scott II is calling for it. He makes the catch, and the game is over, and the Cardinals win the series. Final score, 8-1. Nationals drop 2 of 3 in St. Louis. And for the Cardinals, their 50th win of the season. Nationals will head to Milwaukee off a series loss here against the Cardinals.
So the MLB draft is Sunday, and there are a lot of mock drafts coming out today. But the drama starts at the top because the Washington Nationals have the number one overall pick. They've got a difficult decision to make just a week after firing general manager Mike Rizzo. And there's really not a home run slam dunk pick in this year's draft. Oklahoma high school star Ethan Holliday, son of a former leaguer, Matt Holliday, and of course his brother plays for the Baltimore Orioles. A group of college left-handers, including LSU's Cade Anderson, and when you hear LSU starting pitcher, you all, I feel like, are hoping that Washington would draft the next Paul Skeens. ESPN is predicting Washington will select Cade Anderson, the left-handed pitcher out of LSU, with them saying there's a lot of uncertainty after this pick, after firing Mike Rizzo. The effect, if you believe the buzz in the industry, is that Anderson is now a little more likely to be the pick. I think it stands about 55% chance, ESPN writes, it's Anderson, 35% Ethan Holliday, 10% somebody else. It's going to be interesting what happens next Sunday. I kind of believe they will end up taking the pitcher because the pitching staff right now for Washington is a bit of a weak spot, and I kind of have been hearing rumors they will end up trading Mackenzie Gore. The Baltimore Orioles had a doubleheader, 2 games, 2 wins. Let's take a listen to the first one. Orioles, Gunnar Henderson with a 2-run homer.
2-1 coming to Henderson. To Henderson. And he lofts one to deep right field. Soto goes back. He takes a look and it's out of here. Gunnar Henderson, a 2-1 pinch hit home run to put the Orioles in front 2-1.
3-1, your final call. There, your final score in the first game of the doubleheader. Over to the second game. The O's go yard again. It's Westberg. And we take a listen to the call.
You can see those numbers against lefties this year. And now
Westberg drives one to deep left, and that ball's going to go out of here, and the Orioles have the lead.
The Orioles, I believe, have now won 4 of their last 5 games, you know, trying to work themselves up the standings up to 42-50 right now, still at the bottom of the AL East. The Yankees were in an interesting battle yesterday. They were getting no hit by the Mariners. Come all the way back, Aaron Judge with a sac fly walk-off in extras. Let's take a listen to the call.
The 1-1. High fly ball. Center field, tagging Volpe. The catch is made. Here comes Volpe. Here's the throw. Here's the play. He's safe. Yankees win. A sac fly by Judge. Yankees win.
How about that comeback for the Yanks? Over to the NBA on the sports app. Summer League action in Vegas. Cooper Flagg makes winning plays and a couple highlight dunks in his Summer League debut. Not that great for Bronny James. The Washington Wizards will begin their Summer League action tonight. The big story in the NBA, Pelicans' Herb Jones agrees to a 3-year, $68 million extension. But I want to talk Summer League hoops. Cooper Flagg with his first score in the big leagues. Let's take a listen to the call.
To keep him in front.
And here's Flagg. On the break, punching it home. Welcome to the league, Cooper Flagg.
Doing it on both ends, Cooper Flagg with a block here leading to a Nembhard 3. Once again, let's take a listen to the call, the action from Vegas.
It was everything but the bucket, and he's a little hurt right now. Flagg with the block at the rim. Dallas, Nembhard for the lead. Butter.
Tim McMahon of ESPN breaks down what he saw from Cooper Flagg in his highly anticipated NBA Summer League debut.
Howdy, Dan. It was far from flawless, but it was fun. I mean, Cooper Flagg said it might have been one of the worst games he's ever played. Obviously, he's thinking about that shooting line. Didn't shoot the ball well at all, but he did a lot of other things. You saw the athleticism. 6'8", 220, athletic, aggressive, pushing the ball in transition. I mean, zooming past cars on the highway for the dunk, making the right plays. And he made the biggest play of the game. It came down to a last-minute one-possession game. Swoops in, swats away the layup, boom, he's out in transition, doesn't force it, makes a great read, hits Ryan Nimhart for a wide open three, and that's what Cooper Flagg does. He finds a way to win. He impacts the game in a lot of different ways, and certainly that's what he did in the Summer League opener.
Over to Wimbledon here on the Sports app. Update you, a little tennis Grand Slam action. Going on right now on ESPN semifinals, the number one overall seed, Jannik Sinner, against maybe the greatest tennis player of all time, and certainly of this generation, Novak Djokovic. Sinner already up a break with a 2-1 lead, serving to make it 3-1 right now early in the first set. This morning, American Taylor Fritz had his journey at Wimbledon ended by Carlos Alcaraz, as Carlitos is going for his third straight Wimbledon title, 3 years in a row on the grass. Let's take a listen to the final call. Fritz wins one set, had a serve for the set in the fourth that could have sent it to a fifth set. Alcaraz with a monster return and then gets the serve on his racket, and he takes care of Fritz. Here's the final call.
It's going to be out. Goes on for this wonderful 22-year-old Carlos Alcaraz. Great tournament, Fritz. Great match.
We move over to soccer because we have the FIFA Club World Cup final on Sunday. The summer of soccer in the United States will be in East Rutherford, New Jersey, MetLife Stadium. It's PSG, the Champions League winners and the best team out of France, against Chelsea of the English Premier League, my favorite club. Let's take a listen to CBS Sports' Golasso with a FIFA Club World Cup preview.
Well, I will say, it is kind of funny that we were talking about this Club World Cup as having been won when they haven't won it yet. They have to go beat Chelsea.
No, if they win.
Right, if they win, sure. But I think we're kind of talking about it as this foregone conclusion when it might not necessarily be. I do think that Chelsea are not on the level of Paris Saint-Germain, but on any given day, as they say.
Right, exactly. Give me a balance. What is this, 60-40 in PSG's favor?
I would say 85-15.
I would go 65-35. I was about to do not do that. 65-35 for me.
I was told there would be no math. But no, I think PSG are massive favorite. I think they're minus 200 to win in the 90, and Chelsea are plus 500. So that gives them about a 20% chance of going on to win this game, which that seems about right to me. I think that PSG are a level above, but Chelsea have brilliant talent. We saw Joao Pedro score two goals. Yeah. Cole Palmer can have a brilliant performance. There's a number of things that can happen.
Chelsea are onto something, clearly.
Yes.
They're
building well.
PSG versus Chelsea, 3 p.m. on Sunday. Over to college football on the Sports app. We'll be heading to Charlotte, North Carolina for ACC kickoff. Paul Feinbaum with a current pulse of the ACC.
Yeah, we start in the ACC, where Clemson, of course, made it to the CFP last year by winning against SMU. I think they're a sure thing to get back, and they may even be a legitimate shot at winning the title. They have, in my mind, the best quarterback in the country in Cade Klubnik. They have an elite defense with perhaps three number one picks on there. And Dabo Sweeney, even though he's fallen off the face of the earth for a while, he's back now, and I think this is his best team since his last national championship appearance in 19. Also, there's Bill Belichick. Anybody heard of this guy? He's only the most famous NFL coach of all time, this side of Vince Lombardi, but lately he's played second fiddle to his girlfriend. And I can't believe I'm actually saying that, but I am. And that is a story that really is intriguing everyone. How does he do on the field? Mack Brown did not leave a great cupboard in Chapel Hill, and I think Belichick has recruited well. Can he navigate the nuances of college football? That is really the question.
We'll figure out the top stories at ACC kickoff in just about 2 weeks. Over to the NFL on the Sports app. What happened over July 4th weekend to new Chargers running back Najee Harris out of Alabama? Played most of his career with the Pittsburgh Steelers, getting ready for his first season with the L.A. Chargers, and an incident, including fireworks. What happened to Najee Harris? We'll discuss it next on The Fan. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910, The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. We will be back here for Football Festival August 16th with Commander special guests Tim Hightower and Fred Smoot. Representatives from all of the local universities, Gary and Gary, to talk a little high school football as well. It's going to be a ton of fun. Football Fest 3, August 16th, River City Roll, 6 to 10 p.m. MP is off for a few weeks. Biff is actually on vacation as well. I mean, that intern lives the best life ever. So we've got Stubb filling in for a little Stubb talk here on Crosstalk with AWOD.
If I could just have your attention.
It's Crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on The Fan. It's like that 190s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on The Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
Stubb, what do you got for us today, man?
All right, well, I don't know much about tennis, but we're going to start there because I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Because I want to know, who is the greatest tennis player in your mind of all time, / who is the greatest player right now? Is it the same person? Is it Djokovic?
I feel like you have to say that because when you talk about tennis, to me, it's all about the Grand Slams, right? And as some of these players get older, they care less about winning, you know, the Indian Wells tournament or the Davis Cup. It's all about the four slams: the Australian Open, French Open, Wimbledon, and then the end of the summer, of course, is the U.S. Open. And Novak Djokovic has won the most Grand Slams. He's at 24. Nadal's at 22. He's retired. Rogers at 20. He's retired. Sampras is at 14. He's retired. And so there's nobody that's anywhere close to Novak Djokovic, as great as Carlitos has been in his young career and Jannik Sinner in his young career. It's going to be 15 years, maybe, by the time they get to the level that Novak Djokovic is at, and he's still playing, and he's still at a high level. And I'm watching this game right now on ESPN, and Sinner's taking it to him right now in the first set, up a break 4-3. But Novak does this. Like, he will lose a first set and then battle back. The guy has one of the most incredible five-setter records of all time. The interesting thing, though, is this new generation now overtaking Djokovic currently, as he hasn't had the Grand Slam success? In fact, in the French Open, it was Sinner who knocked him out in three straight sets. And then it was Alcaraz who knocked out Sinner after that. And so it's going to be interesting here to see if Djokovic can ever win another Grand Slam. But even if he doesn't, that 24 record there tells me he's the greatest player of all time, but he's not the best right now. Right now, I think it's Carlos Alcaraz. And it's just wild how you had Rafa Nadal, one of the greatest Spanish tennis players of all time, and as soon as he retires, they have the next best thing in Carlos Alcaraz. And so I love watching tennis, and this is, you know, the time of the summer where you can lock in. I love this stub. As a kid, my mom used to always – she never really cooked for us unless it was the Sunday of Wimbledon finals, and it was called Breakfast at Wimbledon. My mom would cook us scrambled eggs. My dad would cook us French toast, and we'd sit in front of the TV and watch the championship, watch the finals, and it used to feature guys like Andre Agassi and Pete Sampras, but for the last 20 years – has not featured any American. And I think that's why you've seen maybe tennis popularity not increase here in this country. And everybody's playing pickleball now. That's been the easy answer. Oh, I'm not that good at tennis, but let me try pickle. Did I answer your question, Stubb?
Yeah, that was very comprehensive, and I will take your word for it. I'm going to move over to the NBA next. Did you see a lot of Flags highlights, or did you watch the whole game? Are you increasingly mad that the Wizards didn't get the top one pick, or was his kind of poor shooting performance make you feel a little better?
No, I mean, he's a generational player. I tried to come out with the hot takes that Ace Bailey has a better upside. He might end up being the better player because I thought he would slip to Washington. And I'm starting to get excited about Trey Johnson being this backcourt for Washington. But, yeah, I mean, I think Cooper Flagg's a generational player. And it's just insane that the Dallas Mavericks move on from Luka Doncic. They bring in Kyrie Irving, Anthony Davis, and now they're going to get Cooper Flagg as well. I think my bigger story from that game was Bronny James was kind of awful in that one.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of been the story. I know he had a chance to game win, missed it.
Yeah.
Well, not like his dad.
He missed like 100 shots in that game as well. The only thing that he did that was cool was he did like a through-the-legs dunk in warm-ups, and he certainly can jump high like his father. He just doesn't have anything else. And it's just, it's so tough. I mean, LeBron's son's way better than MJ's kids, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, you're in the league, if your dad helped you get in there. All right, next we're going to move to the NFL. It's kind of two-pronged. So what is stopping a Super Bowl repeat? Who's stopping the Eagles in the NFC? Who's stopping the Chiefs from their fourth time in the Super Bowl in the AFC? Or is no one?
For the NFC, I think it's Detroit, Washington, and the LA Rams. That's like the three teams I would point to. I mean, LA did get the closest to beating the Eagles, and although Stafford's getting up there in age, they did go out and get another wide receiver to go along with Puka Nacua. I mean, we both love their running backs, Kyren Williams and Blake Corum. So I think the Rams have got to be up there, the Lions, and Washington. And, like, I almost think it's Eagles, Commanders, Lions, Rams as a tier, and then there's like a big drop-off almost in the NFC. I don't think the Packers, Vikings are touching those four teams. I don't think the 49ers or Seahawks are touching those four teams. And the Bucks are like the big question mark because Baker's been fantastic there in Tampa.
Yeah, and so is, you know, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin if they're both healthy.
Yeah, but they haven't had the same defense that they had when Tom Brady won a Super Bowl. Like, Tom Brady gets the credit for the Super Bowl. That defense was, like, elite. I mean, it might have been the best defense in the league that year.
Yeah, if they still have that defense, I don't know if Washington's passed them in that round, because that's a stellar offense.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I actually rewatched the highlights recently. We don't win that game if it wasn't for Baker's fumble. I mean, it's as simple as that. That turnover flipped the game, just like Washington's turnover against the Eagles completely, you know, handcuffed them from winning that game and advancing to the Super Bowl. In the AFC, so Kansas City, and then, like, I would say Baltimore and Buffalo.
Right.
And I might throw Cincinnati in there. I might throw Cincinnati in there.
That's the only team to do it. In the last six years.
They're the only team to do it, and they have, like, they figured out their contract situations now where there's no more BS anymore. Like, it's Joe Burrow, it's T. Higgins, it's Jamar Chase, it's go win some damn games now. And hopefully their defense is improved. But I mean, we talked about this before. If they don't get into the playoffs and win a game, I think Zach Taylor is gone as their head coach. Absolutely. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Addition. Don't call River City Roll just a bowling alley. Live music and entertainment on Fridays and Saturdays. Open for brunch as well. The pizza's banging, and the wings are good. They've got a great beer selection. We'll be here for Football Fest 3, August 16th from 6 to 10 p.m. with special guests from the Commanders, Tim Hightower, and Fred Smoot. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, Commanders beat writer David Harrison. What's up, David?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good here, and, you know, let me start with this. I've seen a couple articles about a couple edge rushers that Washington should be interested in. What percentage would you put it at that Washington has another edge rusher in the building before September?
Before September? That's interesting. I mean, I think the chances of before September are a little bit higher. I think right now they probably feel pretty good about who they have, what their plan is moving forward, so into training camp. But, yeah, once training camp comes, you know, that's the testing grounds, right? That's where you see, like, are our plans actually going to work, and are these pieces going to actually fit? And if they don't, you know, AP's got, you know, $20 million something in cap space remaining. There's always draft capital that could still be flipped for somebody if necessary. And, you know, there's always moves made during the months of July and August. So we'll see. But, yeah, I think before September, probably a higher chance. But I think before training camp, I think you're probably just going to see them roll with what they've got.
ESPN broke down every team's weapons that their quarterback has at his disposal. For Jaden Daniels, wide receiver, tight ends, and running backs, they gave them 13th out of 32. We were kind of surprised to see them in the top 15. How do you rank Washington's weapons there? What's the best that Jaden has? Is it his wide receivers one, his tight ends one, or his running backs?
Ooh, I think it could be his receivers, or I think right now I'd have to say tight ends, just because of the drop in consistency from the running back group. And, you know, some of that's not fair because injuries and O-line injuries and all that stuff, but it kind of is what it is. But with Zach and John Bates, you know, being really just underratedly consistent, and I think the potential in Ben Sinnott, I think I'd start there. But, you know, look, if Debo can get back to being Debo, Terry is Terry. If Luke McCaffrey's step forward that we've seen so far sticks and even continues to grow into the season, and if Jalen Lane can provide even just a little bit of a boost to the offense every once in a while, I think that receiver group looks really, really good. And that's before you even mention, oh, by the way, Noah Brown, who can be a really consistent target all on his own. So I think that receiver group certainly has the potential to be there and the upside. But I think, you know, right now I'd probably put it the tight end group. But, yeah, middle of the league, I think that a lot of people who do these types of things understand kind of the circumstances surrounding Debo, and certainly, you know, the fitness is what was a question last year, but also had an illness that he was dealing with that prevents him from working out as much. And then, you know, Brandon Ayuk going down, Christian McCaffrey's injury, like, just a lot of things went bad for the Niners, not just Debo in 2024.
I think I agree with you there, the way you broke it down. And, you know, that's the one thing I think the fan base will agree on. If there's one thing that maybe this front office got wrong, and if this season doesn't turn out to, you know, be as expected, we're going to say, darn it, why didn't we improve the running back room?
Yeah, I mean, potentially, you know what I mean? But I think that it's hard because, man, you look at that first half of the season and the way that those guys were humming, you know, and then Brian starts to suffer those injuries to that right leg. And, I mean, three injuries at the same limb, like, that's so hard to overcome. Then Austin suffers his injury. And so, you know, you're just kind of hoping, like, well, if we get everybody back healthy, you know, roll with that and get that O-line improved, get the O-line healthy again, and, you know, see if we can't recapture that momentum from the first half of the season and hopefully keep guys healthier. I think this year you'll see more of a running back rotation. I think you'll see, you know, whether it's Jeremy McNichols or Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt or maybe even Chris Rodriguez, whoever that third back is, I think even when everybody's healthy, you might see more of a rotation there to try to keep those guys fresh. But then at the same time, I'm also going to be keeping an eye on, you know, is Austin going to be fully in the mix as a return specialist again? Like, that's something that if you're looking for ways to maybe kind of save your running backs from taking too much punishment, if you can find other guys to be return specialists for him, then you can keep Austin just to running back duties and maybe prevent something like that from happening again. So, you know, there's ways to mitigate that risk. You can never fully eliminate it, obviously. But, yeah, I think that, like you said, if that run game doesn't get going, even if it's another injury, you know, people are going to say, well, these guys were banged up last year. You should have seen that coming. So, yeah, I think that's certainly a risk that the team is taking right now.
What are your thoughts on this Commander's secondary? I mean, it does feel like that could be a weakness. Certainly, I saw enough from Lattimore last year. Doesn't seem like he's in his prime. As much as I liked Mikey Sainer still, I don't want him going up against A.J. Brown and CeeDee Lamb. And then you got an interesting rookie there in Trey Amos and a couple veterans. As of today, you know, is this secondary even top 25 or is it like bottom 7, bottom 10 in the NFL?
Yeah, man, it would be really hard to rank the secondary compared to the others. And, you know, the question would then come into how much are you weighing potential versus what you know? And if you're ranking it based on what you know, then basically because of all the reasons you just kind of pointed out, you kind of have to put them low, right? Because I think the potential is an A+. The proven is a C, right? Because Mikey Sanders, like you said, like he's, you know, I think proven as much as he can in 1 year, but he's also moving back inside. So everything that we saw from him that really gives us so much confidence in him last year, you know, that's 80% of that is outside. He's not going to be doing that as much this year. So it's almost like a little bit of a reset for him. Marshawn Lattimore, you know the upside if he can get there, but is he going to get there? Trey Amos, same thing. So yeah, there's a lot of possibilities and excitement about what could be, but none of it's been proven yet. So yeah, if you were to grade them based on what we know, you got to go low just because you don't know anything, right?
David, always appreciate you taking the time to join us today. Give us a little insight about how your training camp coverage will be this year.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be out every practice, you know, they have open to the media. I'll be tracking Jaden just like I did last year. I mean, I started with Sam Howell, basically all the 11s. I'm not going to track the 7s as much, but the 11s certainly be tracking kind of how he's doing there, where the connections are, especially, you know, guys like Debo, things like that, and just try to kind of see if I can't pinpoint where, like, I kind of think I've been doing a little bit of a series on where the Commanders' offense could really improve from a schematic standpoint on Locked On Commanders. So now training camp is the time.
Did we lose David? David, are you there?
Yep.
David, you cut out for a second there, but I wanted to follow up.
Okay.
Have you heard complaints from the fan base about the limited number of tickets to go see training camp?
I know some people are disappointed. Yeah, they definitely went incredibly fast, which was almost to be expected. I'm not sure, you know, just what the numbers are, like the totality of the numbers, but I know that, yeah, a lot of fans were upset that they weren't able to get in there, and I know some people were a little upset of how many days were restricted to just, you know, season ticket holders, but that's kind of the business side meeting the fan side, and unfortunately it doesn't always make everybody happy.
David, really appreciate it, man. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. And here on a Friday, July 11th, we wanted to thank our listeners for your support and give you a chance to win tickets to see Jason Isbell at the Allianz Amphitheater at Riverfront. Coming up in just 8 days on July 19th, we're going to be giving away a bunch of tickets on the show today. And so simply anytime you hear this sound, you know it's time for a giveaway.
And who's our next contestant?
Ding, 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 ding. Tell her what she's won.
All right, let's go with the first three callers right now to dial in 833-804-0910. You can win Jason Isbell at the Allianz Amphitheater at Riverfront on July 19th, 7 p.m. show. I've heard great things about the Allianz Amphitheater at Riverfront. We've got Stubb who works those events. I mean, it just feels like an awesome place to go see a concert. Jason Isbell, if you want to win those tickets, you call in right now, 833-804-0910. The first three callers, when you hear this sound on AWOD Radio, you know it's time for a giveaway.
And who's our next contestant?
Ding, 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 ding. Tell her what she's won.
All right, so Stubb will get your information, and you can go see Jason Isbell at the Allianz Amphitheater at Riverfront here in Richmond, 833-804-0910. Stay on hold until the commercial break so he can get all of your information, but you could be one of our lucky winners. Call in right now, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. So, Stubb, I wanted to bring up Mike Rizzo for a second here because I've told you guys before, I thought Davey Martinez deserved to be fired. The team's last place again. How many years in a row can we be last place in the NL East, and he keeps his job as the manager? But Mike Rizzo, in my mind, deserved actually to keep his job because I thought that we were seeing some of the return from the Juan Soto trade really blossom here in Washington. And I felt like if he had ownership, spend a damn dollar, this team would have been much better. If they brought in a veteran that wasn't Josh Bell, if it wasn't Nathaniel Lowe, like if they brought in solid talent, like they that Mike Rizzo was certainly rumored to be talking to this past offseason, then this team would be in a much better spot right now. Instead, both Davey and Rizzo are gone. The interims are in here. They say they're going to do a nationwide search after the following season. I kind of call BS on that because it doesn't feel like they're interested and willing to spend any money. They're treating this team in the nation's capital like we play in Milwaukee, and I'm tired of it. And so, yeah, I want the learners to sell the team, just like they actually said they were going to sell the team 2 or 3 years ago. Now, personally, I don't want Ted Leonsis to be the buyer. Can Josh Harris afford some more money? Because he's certainly shown that he's a good owner. But check out what Mike Rizzo is going to do to Nats fans. Mike Rizzo will be buying Nats fans a beer at two popular D.C. sports bars on Monday evening. Just a classy move to celebrate his near two decades run in D.C., that concluded with a World Series championship and your MVP, Steven Strasburg. Mike Rizzo said a heartfelt thank you to the fan base. It's been an incredible ride, he said. The wins, the losses, the championships, the celebrations, and everything in between. It has been an honor to be the president and general manager of your Washington Nationals. From the bottom of my heart, I want to thank each and every fan who has supported my goal to lead this franchise to greatness with integrity, honesty, and professionalism. In the process, it is my hope we have created memories for you and your family to cherish for a lifetime. DC has become our home in every sense of the word, and I could not imagine a better place to have done it all together than right here in the nation's capital. We will remain committed to the district through the Rizzo Family Foundation and continue to support children and families in our community who need it most. And to say thank you to the fans for this amazing ride, how about a round on Riz? It'll be Monday, July 14th, before the Home Run Derby at Penn Quarter Sports Tavern or Walters Sports Bar. First round of beer is on the Rizzo family from 5 to 7 p.m. Cheers to an incredible ride. And I almost want to just give him like a round of applause for that classy move right there. I told you, I would have thrown the ownership under the bus. He chose the opposite approach. He's thanking everybody for his time here. And it's bittersweet to see it end like this with this team last place in the division. But I think that what Rizzo did here is incredible. And he's one of the best general managers I've seen for any D.C. sports team. I put him up there with like Charlie Casserly and with Bobby Bethard, because I watched this team come back to D.C. and be awful. And as much as I loved Alfonso Soriano, the team was horrible. I mean, just garbage for about 4 or 5 years. And then Rizzo got to work. And from 2010, I feel like, to the championship in 2019, it was worth watching Washington Nationals baseball in the nation's capital. It was worth going to games. And we saw that stadium sell out and become just this, be part of this incredible ride. There are some awesome moments from Jason Worth's walk-off wins to Ryan Zimmerman and even Bryce Harper winning a home run derby in the nation's capital. It's going to be an interesting few years here for Nats fans, because I feel like this move signaled that the rebuild didn't work and we're going to start over. And what does it look like to start over? Unfortunately, that may be trading your ace, Mackenzie Gore, before the deadline. Now, a lot of baseball reporters have said that you just can't get the most return with a deadline trade, and then maybe you wait till the offseason. But the learners just have shown they're not going to pay to keep their own guys. They didn't want to pay to keep Bryce Harper. All right, fine. He's a bit of a head case sometimes, right? Got into fights with several managers, got choked out by Papelbon, right? Then Juan Soto wins a World Series, and you didn't want to pay him, so you had to trade him. And now the next up is James Wood and Mackenzie Gore. Are you going to pay them? Are we going to trade them and treat this like we are a minor league club? It's been frustrating, But I thought that was very classy from Mike Rizzo, who had an incredible ride and the best baseball season of my lifetime when the Washington Nationals went from way below 500 to into the postseason and win after win after win, clutch moment after clutch moment. And, of course, Howie Kendrick off the foul post and the Washington Nationals win the World Series. An incredible ride. It was so much fun to be going to those games. Even though they lost the games at home in the World Series, the bullpen was unbelievable during that time. And that's the other thing I point to when people are upset about the new RFK Stadium might not having the best tailgating zones. If they can create what the Nats have done with the bullpen, that's fantastic. You can go to the bullpen, see live music, get incredible beer deals, hang out with all your friends, and there's plenty of space, room, and seating. And so I'm hoping that's what we'll get at RFK. But a heartfelt thank you from Mike Rizzo. I wanted to read that to you guys because I am a big fan. And I said this before. I think Mike Rizzo will get another job and will win a World Series again before the Washington Nationals. Rizzo over the Learners, in my mind. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.